You were talking about the development of the Williams Center and the towers. That included then a shopping area and ice rink. You might talk about that.
Yes, they envisioned a big retail complex. They had attracted a hotel, a quality five-star hotel. They developed the Williams Green, which is really an outstanding urban park today, with a parking structure underneath it to serve the hotel and the theater. And then they had a large complex within the tower, what is now the BOK Tower. They had a large retail complex in there and some other office buildings that were sited in the plan.
Ice skating rink, families would go down there.
Yeah, the initial development of the Williams Center included an ice rink, a variety of cafes and restaurants, no nightclubs, as I recall.
The movie theater in there.
And a theater, right, small theater, which is in use today by the Williams companies.
Also, you were involved with the Tulsa Parks and Recreation Department, took a special interest in that.
I had seen during my days as a street commissioner how neglected the city park system was. I think the last bond issue to fund any parks in Tulsa prior to my going in as a street commissioner was probably in 1957 or 58, something like that. So that was one of the things that I wanted to do. And we did put a park issue up in 72 right after I was elected, or 70, 71. At any rate, that was the first park issue that had been put up in many, many years. We put a lot of emphasis on Mohawk Park, as well as some funding sources for acquiring new park land. Not so much development as just getting the land. That gave us a major renovation of Mohawk and also gave us some funds for site acquisitions.
And then you made the zoo a very attractive place.
Yeah, the zoo had a lot of interest from volunteers and various civic groups. There was a lot of interest in getting our zoo developed as an attraction, not only for tourists, but also just for the education of our own young children. So that came about with what they call the Living Museum.
Then you went out of office in 78.
Yeah, I left office in 78. I'd had four two-year terms, and elected not to get involved in other political races at that time.
Certainly you were asked to.
Well, there was an opportunity because Dewey Bartlett was going through cancer at the time and really could not finish his term. So there was a vacancy in his term after he died.
You could have been appointed.
Probably not appointed, but I think I could have run for that office. Of course, that's when Don Nichols ran. Don was only 32 or something, a very young man, but a very able politician. I did not have an interest, really, in trying to run for that office. My wife, she was an only child. Her father was still alive and living here in Tulsa, and she was not attracted at all to moving away for the rest of his lifetime.
You were also active with the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I got active in the Boy Scouts in the early 60s, mainly as a fundraiser for their local council. Migrated through a series of appointments up to chairman of their regional scout organization, which is a five-state area around us. Then I went on the national board in 1978, and I'm still on the executive board for the Boy Scouts of America. And I've had a great interest in that. All three of my boys have been Boy Scouts. The two younger ones became Eagle Scouts. When I learned how important that was, I stressed that a little more in their development. It's been a great satisfaction for me to work with the Boy Scouts. They are outstanding, and they are the major youth organization for the country. They do so much good, and I've been very, very, very satisfied with the work I've done there.
I recently visited with Fred Drummond, very active in scouting himself. Pointed out that I think the first chapter of scouting actually began in Oklahoma, in Pawhuska.
Yeah, the first scout troop was in Oklahoma.